Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that. We all know that the afternoon show is not afraid of anything, really. Yeah. But
Afternoons on the Score.
Alabama has officially named Kalen DeBoer, the former head coach of the Washington Huskies, as their next head football coach.
Here's a free play for Penix, and he'll just launch downfield. 50-50 ball. Odunze's got it. Penix lost for the end zone. Jump ball caught. Touchdown, Odunze.
Oh, man. I mean, replace Nick Saban, I don't think that's the right question to ask. I think, you know, you leave Nick Saban as it was, as a, you know, a tremendous coach. You know, someone say was one of the best coaches in college football, and you take on exactly what Kalen DeBoer is going to bring, which, you know, in my experience, was a very genuine person and a mindset to go win games. You know, he led us to go win, go play in a national championship game. So I think he'll bring just that. And I think, you know, you can look at his pedigree throughout his entire college football tenure. It's impressive. I mean, the guy's lost, I think, 10 games total. So I think he's the man for the job. And I think they'll come around to it. And when they continue to have success, I think, you know, they'll continue to welcome him.
We're very excited to be joined by the former coach of Rome Odunze, current Chicago Bear. He was with the Washington Huskies last year, and now he's the coach of a program you might have heard of, Alabama. Kalen DeBoer with us on the Parkinson Spiegel Show on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Kalen, thank you so much for the time, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm good, gentlemen. Appreciate you having me on, and I'm just jotting down those notes from what Rome said on how to answer those questions. So he's always spot on. So the guy's great with his comments. So appreciate him. Appreciate you guys having me on.
So Rome is somebody you might take advice from?
Man, you know what? I think a lot of people would do well if they took the advice that he has and just take a lot of the pieces of who he is as a person. And obviously, everyone wants to have the game he has, but the guy's pretty special, and hopefully you guys are getting a taste of that already.
So we had him on the show briefly on Friday. Some of us have been stumping for him to be a Bear for months, so we've definitely talked to people about him as guests, have read a lot about him. Want to talk to you about him as a football player, but the person side of it does seem pretty special. Can you, through any anecdotes or stories or experiences, explain to Bears fans the type of person Rome Odunze is?
I think he's thoughtful. I think it's really important to him to make sure, you know, he's around the right people. And I can just say that, try to shorten down the version, but, you know, when I got to Washington and he had a chance with a position coach change there around the new year, you know, just that even though, you know, I think he felt good about me, felt good about, Ron Grubber, offensive coordinator. I think there was also just, with the new position coach, just trying to sort through that, you know, and he just really calculated, I think, in all, that might be the word to use, just with the things that are happening in his life and who he surrounds himself with. Once he's all in and makes a decision, it's full steam ahead, you know, and then I think there's the work ethic. And you know, it was not uncommon. It was very common, actually, would be a better way of putting it, that you know, in the middle of the summer, you'd find him on a Saturday or Sunday when a lot of people are enjoying a weekend, you know, on the water or something like that. He would be in the stadium, you know, working cone drills and agility drills and jugs machine. You know, they're just the work ethic has put him in a great spot. And then I think the toughness, and thing has been documented a few different ways, just some toughness that he had, you know, even during the season, just working through some injuries and just fighting through it and still coming up big in those moments when we needed him most. So, I mean, he's got it all. I could go on and on. He's just got this smile, lights up a room, a personality that's fun to be around. He's extremely coachable from day one till the very last day. He never once, you know, looked at you funny when you were coaching him up, didn't matter how hard it was. He's just always wanted to be the best he can be and get better.
You mentioned the agility thing. Yeah, it was fascinating what he did at the combine. A lot of guys did not participate in all of the drills, and then he was, I guess, pissed about his time in the three-cone drill and wouldn't leave the field until he got his time. That struck me as very admirable and competitive, but also a little risky in terms of what if he gets hurt or what if he doesn't get his number. It could have been a bad look for him. What went into that approach?
You know, I haven't asked him specifically. I think it had more to do with he just knew what he was capable of. He trusts and believes in himself. I know he'd done that drill so many times that he would know the time he's capable of and the window within, you know, hundreds of seconds of that he should be. And so knowing he's capable of that, that, you know, he'd done it that many times over and over, it probably wasn't much of a risk to him just because he, you know, he has goals and he's done it. He'd done the work to reach those goals, and he wanted to probably not showcase even to everyone else, but just more prove it to himself that he could get that mark that was important to him.
Do you think he's an X receiver in the NFL? Is he somebody you'd want to play in the slot every once in a while? What's the best spot for him, Coach?
I think he can play it all. I think he's got X characteristics. I know that's where we always kind of started at his home base with him. But, you know, the things that he can do in the slot, and we put guys outside of him. And there was different ways where we knew we needed to move him around and didn't want him to just – always be in the same position, field, boundary, slot, you know, number one outside receiver. We moved him around to just mix up the look. So there was a lot of film, and opponents wouldn't know where he'd be, but you know, he can run the tunnel screens. He can run a fly sweep, and you know, he can do it all out there. He can run short. He can go deep. He'll go over the middle. He's got the whole package. He's got the whole game. So I think in the end, he's a matchup problem in a lot of ways. He's got those instincts, and he can feel defenders. And so putting him in the slot, putting him you know, over the ball a little bit more in the middle of the field, that's not a problem at all.
You think the Bears got the best one at 9? There were scouting reports that said he was the most complete of all the wide receiver possibles because of what you're saying, that he could do anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm biased, you know, so I'm biased, and I just know that, I mean, I haven't watched enough of other guys, really. I know that you couldn't go wrong with him, and I think he is complete in every way. So in my mind, he's the best, but that's certainly a biased and, you know, opinion, you know, for sure. I couldn't be anything other than that because I'm so proud of him and know what the work is and know how much I trusted him when the game was on the line. That's what our team did. You know, we wanted to make sure he had a chance to help win it for us.
He's Coach Kalen DeBoer, coach of Alabama, but when he was at Washington, he had, among others, Rome Odunze. You've talked about him attacking the football. That was the phrase that you used to describe. Could you tell us about that skill set from Rome's perspective?
Yeah, I think there's different ways, right? I think there's just your catches, maybe, you know, in breaking routes where some guys get a little tentative. I think that's always one way where you can find out how natural of a receiver, pass catcher a guy is. And he'll just run right through the catch. You know, he won't have to chop his feet and, you know, let the ball come and catch it with his body. He can just run right through the catch. And I think there's also attacking the ball when it's up in the air. And, you know, people call them 50-50 balls. And you got to go up in high point. And number one, he's got the size and, you know, ability to get up off the ground and go get it, but then the focus and concentration to have body control, you know, high point it. You know, we were pretty good, and Grome was the main big reason for it with, you know, back shoulder throws where you can, you know, flip your hips around. He can just do all those things, and he does it so natural. You know, I think he is natural that way, but he's also worked at it hard to get to this spot.
Who do you comp him to?
Oh man, Rome is Rome. I don't know. I mean, he's his own guy. I mean, I just, you know, he's special because, like I said, I think down the field is one thing, and those explosive plays, but all of a sudden you're running tunnel screens and, you know, those short routes, and, you know, he's a punt returner back there for us. We didn't have him do it second half of the season, just from an injury standpoint, just trying to, you know, just trying to make sure we could capitalize. We had other guys that we felt really very comfortable with, but he's that type of guy. You know, he can, from an agility standpoint, make people miss with speed, and, you know, and then also just breaking tackles. He's his own guy. You know, he's Rome.
Okay, yeah, because we've heard a lot of different ones. I've heard Drake London, I've heard Garrett Wilson, I've heard Devontae Adams, I've heard Jamar Chase,
heard AJ Brown.
You know, we're trying to figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear, you know, as you guys get to know him, what you think. You know, I really would. It'd be, you know, yeah, I get so locked in my football world with him. You know, you don't really start comparing him to people as much, and he's just, you know what he can do and how you take advantage of his strengths.
So all right, give us the insight, because you've referenced the toughness a few times in the injury. You know, it's one thing to read it in a scouting report, right? Broken ribs and the onside kick, and then he doesn't miss any time. How bad was the injury? How close was he to missing time?
Well, I think what's really crazy is that when it happened, I didn't even really realize the significance of it. You know, it's at the end of the game, and I mean, he took himself off the field. I'm going into a press conference really just thinking the wind got knocked out of him. You know, even I think at that time it wasn't, you know, he was feeling it, but probably not understood how severe it was at the time. And, you know, then before we're leaving to go to the airport and fly home is when, you know, they kind of, you know, decided to take him into, you know, get some extra, you know, just kind of being looked at and x-rays and so forth. So, you know, just even how he played it off at that time, it just, you know, feeling it, but not like over the top. And, you know, I just won't forget his attitude is what you're just going to be so amazed by. You know, as much as that may seem like a down moment, you know, you could be frustrated or, you know, getting hurt. He was about winning the football game, first of all. And the next day, the journey and having to drive home, because he wasn't able to fly with us just because of precaution, you know, with when you're talking about a lung and such. You know, he wasn't ever negative. He was just super positive and always talking about how blessed he is. I mean, that's just who he is. He's upbeat. He's a uniter of people. Man. He's an uplifter. You know, and then he was out there running around by Thursday. You know, I would say Thursday, if I remember right, catching balls and, you know, wanting to line up and get across from people on Friday. I mean, we were very careful, right? We didn't have a game that week. It was a bye week. But a week later, he's on the football field, you know, winning a game against Oregon for us with all these, you know, great plays that he, you know, made each and every other game, you know, but doing it with a little extra, maybe a little padding, you know, and just the toughness was so strong. You could see it. And he just energized our team. You know, I think everyone understanding what he was going through and, you know, he cared so much about them. I mean, how can you not just be influenced by that?
Just another couple of minutes with Alabama football coach Kalen DeBoer. He coached with the Huskies and Rome Odunze last year, and it was a great draft for Washington Huskies. But so you coached Rome, and you coached against Caleb Williams. What's your scouting report of the new Bears quarterback?
Yeah, he's a great playmaker, just in every way, legs and his arm talent, you know, and just getting him on the ground. And I mean, it was just, you know, he frustrates a lot of people. You know, he buys extra time, his eyes are downfield, you know, seem to make really good choices. So it's going to be, you know, I think from what I've seen a little bit, they've kind of built that relationship already, even before they realized they were going to get drafted. Doesn't surprise me, just knowing Rome's personality and, you know, from afar, you know, probably feeling what Caleb's all about. So You know, it's going to be really cool seeing those two connect just because of the time they're coming into the league and also, you know, where they played at. I think there's a special connection there that they're going to be all about, you know, and getting a chance to prove themselves individually and collectively together.
They've both struck us on the personal level as so, like, evolved and interesting. You used the word calculated earlier, which can sometimes have a negative connotation. I know that's not what you meant. It's right about both of those guys. Like, they've been plotting for this moment and this life their entire lives. And it seems, are you seeing a lot of kids like that? Is there some evolution that's going on with young players that we're just kind of getting a chance to see here in Chicago in these two for the first time?
Well, I think there's some people that plot it, but then there's others that really go out and execute and do the work and follow through the actions necessary to reach their goals, you know? And so Rome knew he was capable of this. You know, I think just really it shows a lot. He could have gone and been completely ready for, you know, the NFL a year earlier. But knowing where he wanted to go in the draft and, you know, just knowing that there was still that more to be had individually, you know, but also as a team, the journey that he's on, I think he has perspective with it all. And it's really cool seeing him put, like I said, the actions necessary to reach his goals, being a first round draft pick and, you know, kind of the guy that looked to as, you know, one of the key and franchise players on the team.
So what's the craziest place someone has said Roll Tide to you?
It's everywhere. So, yeah, it's everywhere. I mean, you be in the middle of the country. You can be anywhere in the country, and it's going to happen. So it's really cool being here at Alabama. I've enjoyed it, the support locally, but also just, you know, our fans are all about the program, you know, and it's really cool being the head coach here. I've enjoyed it. It's been awesome in the past 3 months for me.
Good friend of the show is Dave Wanstead. He replaced Mike Ditka in Chicago. But you replacing Nick Saban, like, do you have to walk by the statue every day on your way in, Coach?
Well, which statue are you talking about? There's multiple ones. No.
Yeah, there's the bear one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a few.
No, it's great. I mean, it's awesome, you know, being reminded of, you know, where you're at. And, you know, just our hallways are always going to be plastered with everything that this program's about. And obviously Coach Saban, you know, took it to another level. And so it's an honor to be here. And, you know, we got great tradition. We're looking to continue that.
Kalen DeBoer, head coach at Alabama. Thank you so much for the insight into Rome Odunze. We enjoyed it. Thank you, sir.
You bet. My pleasure. Roll Tide.
There it is.
There it is.
Went on vacation to Italy, and we got Roll Tided everywhere we went.
Got to get Roll Tided.
Yeah, Roll Tided.
Alabama!
Yeah, happens everywhere.
Roll damn tide.
Nice book, Shane. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
You can't do that. Like, you can't follow Nick Saban.
It's tough to do.
Apparently he's doing it.
Yeah.
He's not going to be that good, right?
He's not going to be as good as Nick Saban? Probably not.
No, you want to be the guy that follows the guy who followed the guy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's usually what you want.
Was it
Matt Doherty who followed Dean Smith?
No, he owns Rinaldi.
yeah,
exactly.
Different Matt Doherty.
Same dude. Guy. Look how that worked out for him, is what I'm saying.
The guy owns pizza.
Yeah.
But yeah, Matt Doherty didn't work out so well. Then Roy Williams comes after, well, I guess there's Bill Guthridge in there, too. But who's counting?
It's that guy Weems.
Yeah, that guy Weems.
I mean,
he's an uplifter of people. That's what he said about Rome Odunze.
Pretty good.
He's not a stranger anywhere in the world. His face lights up a room.
I mean, he had three picks in the top 20 from Washington.
That's a good run.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, three in the top 20.
If you've got to replace Nick Saban, get the guy who could get three first-round picks to Washington. Feels pretty good.
He had three wide receivers who all got drafted.
Yeah.
Michael Penix had three wide receivers who got drafted.
Slightly different situation than Caleb, who had a couple of receivers go in the seventh round.
Yeah, I mean, people were saying, why not get him Brendan Rice in the fourth? How about wait until the seventh if you had one? In a draft that's notoriously awful, supposedly at the bottom end of this thing.
I guess we'll take the guys who Caleb threw to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty ridiculous situation.
Yeah.
Mark Grody of the Bears Report at 4:00. Jalen Johnson should be fascinating today at 5:00. But we were in Detroit among hundreds of thousands of Lions fans, and the Bears were the dominant storyline. So it felt like it made sense for us to go into the Wild on a Friday when the booze had been flowing and ask a bunch of Lions fans, are you afraid of the Bears? Shane did it. Spiegs did it. I did it. Tanny plays the results next on The Score.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on The Score.
We're having a little fun.
We waited 6 years to say this. Welcome to the NFL draft in Detroit. Let's go, Big D. How do you like that?
Right, so someone had the bright idea when you guys talked to Mike Valenti when I was doing one of the podcasts or whatever that I was doing. You're like, yeah, he said that he was a little scared of the Bears.
What he said was, there's one guy the Bears could take at 9, which would make me scared, and that's Roma Dunze.
So I was like, oh. Huh. They should be scared of the Bears.
So that's, you know, that's a big shot. It's a Detroit Sports Radio big shot. Admitting that he's now scared of the Bears.
So I was like, all right, well, we're here for content. Let's go out there and get some content. And let's talk to some people in Lions jerseys. And however we want to handle it, ask them some questions. Ask them if they're afraid of the Bears. And so it looks like here you talked to 4 people. I talked to 3 people. And Shane found the time to talk to 1 person.
found the time. That's very interesting.
It's what I have in front of me.
After I was bringing your bags back to the car and all the equipment, I found the time, quote unquote, to talk to 1 person.
That's a good way to start. There are a lot of people there.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Yeah.
I'm just going by what I see on the sheet. That's all I'm saying. No more context.
Yeah, no,
needed.
For sure.
I talked to 4 people.
All right, here's Spiegs talking to some people on if they're afraid of the Bears.
After what happened last night, are you afraid of the Bears?
The Bears?
Chicago Bears?
No.
Why not?
Why not? Because we're better than the Bears.
That's why?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good answer, actually.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Oh, good one, Speaks. Yeah, I'm glad you got to talk to so many people. That was a very entertaining one.
I didn't say they were any good, but I did talk to people.
Okay.
More than just one.
So, yeah, we haven't heard these, so that's a start.
Yeah.
All right. So there's
just remember, audience, I've heard them one more time than you all will be hearing them.
Okay. Speaks is second, please.
So here's my question. I'm from Chicago. Are you afraid of the Bears?
Not afraid. But they're going to be a lot better this year.
Yeah. You're not afraid, though?
Not afraid, no.
What would it take for you to be afraid of the Bears?
If they drafted, like, 3 more offensive linemen that would, like, really protect Caleb Williams, yeah, maybe.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, good one.
Nailed
all
it.
Right. Another good one.
Everyone clap.
All right. Wow.
Hey, man.
Low energy person.
It's about rushing attempts, okay?
It's
about making rushing attempts. Maybe I don't break one long, okay?
You're just like, okay, good answer.
Went right into the line. Good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, my God. All right.
I didn't think it was any good.
Yeah.
Please clap.
All right. Speaks his third rushing attempt.
This one's going to be great.
With the Bears doing what they did last night, are you guys afraid of the Bears now?
I'm not afraid of the Bears per se, but like they're definitely stronger than they were.
It's totally okay.
They were stronger than they were before, I'll tell you that much.
Who's afraid of the Bears?
None
of you?
We're some Lions, man. You're afraid of the Lions?
I was a little bit last year, but then Matt Eberflus owned Ben Johnson for 2 games. Really did. Should have swept you.
Okay.
But you guys are really good. Nobody's afraid of the Bears. What would it take? What would it take for you to be afraid of the Bears?
Tom Brady to be your quarterback.
Yeah, he comes out of retirement.
What if I told you we got the Gen Z Peyton Manning?
Oh my
Gen
God!
Z Peyton,
I don't think
Manning.
That's true. I just don't think it's true. Unfortunately,
you don't think it's true.
His forehead's that big.
I don't think he has the right mentality. I don't think he's got the right mentality.
Dude, he's money. All right, noted. I'll find you guys when the tables have turned.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, men. Have a good day.
I will find them with the tables.
What'd he say about his forehead?
He doesn't have a big enough forehead to be Gen Z Pat Manning.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good line.
There were Lions fans everywhere.
We were in Detroit.
Yeah. I couldn't believe how many Lions fans there were. Everywhere you turn.
The assignment was go find some Detroit fans.
How the hell to the middle of Detroit? Those guys were fun. I should have hung out with those guys instead of you.
All right. Well, I'm sure they were a great hang. Yeah. All right. Spiegs' fourth and final rushing attempt.
After what happened last night, are you afraid of the Bears?
No. No? No. Caleb Williams? No.
You're laughing.
Yeah.
It's condescending. Your laughter is condescending.
I mean, you draft one quarterback and you think the Lions are going to be afraid of the Bears? No.
There was a wide receiver, too, we drafted.
That's true.
Romadunze. We got both of them.
Odunze, he's all right. He's all right. He's no Marvin Harrison Jr. But, I mean, you guys are adding to your repertoire, but it's going to be another few years.
You realize that 2 years ago, nobody would have been afraid of the Lions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so give it 2 years. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year. So.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Noted.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Line. That was great.
All right,
so this dumbass from Royal Oak, Michigan, thinks that the Lions are that much better than the Bears?
Yeah, I think he was from Ferndale, actually.
He's only got one bathroom then. He's just hanging out.
He's not allowed to back into parking spaces, which we learned was against city ordinances of Ferndale.
What the hell, dude?
Very strange.
I thought this was America.
Yeah, Tanny, in Michigan, you cannot back into a parking space.
I don't think it's all illegal of Michigan.
I think it's just Ferndale, I believe.
You think it was all
Michigan? Notoriously, Ferndale is very anti-back-in.
I'll tell you what, when I'm up in Empire, Glen Arbor, I don't have any worries about that, okay? That's just whatever weirdo part you guys were in.
Yeah, that's true.
We had a good time.
I really should have asked people, so you're going to the zoo, you pass the lions, are you afraid of the Bears? I should have gone that direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
I should have had a little more fun with it.
Yeah,
that would have been great.
We talked about that on air as being part of it.
Yeah, that would have been great.
I did.
All right.
Now let's see how Shane did with his one.
Played it pretty straight.
I think mine's going to be last because it's the best.
I think Shane's is last. It might. So I did three of them. Let's see.
They're super cocky, though. Lions fans are super cocky and entitled right now.
They actually seem very nice, Beast. Yeah, they seem very reasonable. Guy wants to draft O-linemen. Yeah, that's practical.
Yeah.
These are Michigan people.
They were all nice.
You didn't see them, Tanny. I hated them.
Let's continue here on our quest to find out if any Lions fans are afraid of the Bears.
All right, Packer fan here in Detroit at the draft. What's it like getting booed right now?
Getting a lot of heat, but also a lot of love, too. I mean, there's been some other Packer fans and then other people that have walked up and, taken their picture with me and whatnot. So it's been a mixed bag.
This guy was boring.
There's still a lot of hate.
Why send it then?
All right, so I'm, are you afraid of the Bears?
That's a good point.
I respect what the Bears have been doing. I think they've got a pretty decent squad, and depending on how Caleb Williams can progress and start, he's got weapons and a good defense. I respect what they can do, but I see Detroit and the Packers a little bit ahead of them, and Minnesota had a nice day yesterday too. So.
Oh, damn, you're a really reasonable, respectful Packers fan.
I am.
It's disappointing.
Yeah, there's no point in hating. You know, That's not what I'm about, but.
No, you guys are awesome. Thanks, man. Enjoy the draft.
Right on, brother.
Yeah. Both of them with a thought. My only flaw there is you didn't end the conversation with noted.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Well, I mean, is this the pregame show on our station? I don't want to listen to that less.
That guy was getting booed by all these Detroit people. I thought it would be more interesting.
I understand.
And then it wasn't. So, yeah, you're saying I should have not sent it, Shane.
Yeah.
You only sent the good ones.
I would have not included that one.
All right. I think I picked it up, though. I think I found some better people.
All right, this man looks like a pretty big Lions fan. Dressed head to toe. You a big Lions fan?
On the one.
All right. You guys are doing a great job, by the way. How do you think Detroit's doing for the city?
Well, Detroit's doing all right. It's building up. It's been packing up. And we've been put it this way, as far as the NFL is concerned, we on them refs. Them refs gonna stop calling them bulljack calls on us. Because what we like 1-3, our power rankings. And it took a while to get there. When you do a team, one win in one season, two wins the next season, maybe five the next. No, we winning now. We are winners. So the rest going to give us respect. So as far as the NFL is concerned, Detroit is on its way. We top seed.
Are you afraid of the Bears?
They just got that number. Listen, we was afraid of the Bears when they got Justin Field. But this is another brother. Another brother comes gonna go down in our division. It's simple that because we're building our defense.
You're not afraid of this brother?
I'm not afraid of no brother once our defense did. We just picked up on our 29th pick, but we drafted down to 24. We got us a strong quarterback. My thing is defense. I ain't thinking about offense. Defense. That's who I am. Crush, kill, and destroy. And I ain't worried about the offense. You crush, kill on the defense, you can go a long ways.
Man. My man, thank you, sir.
He was just speaking to No Name.
No Name.
No Name.
All right. Thanks, No Name. Right.
Dude, I want to hang out with that guy and drink like 11 beers.
No Name's a dumbass. Dude.
Nah. Defense is his thing. Crush, kill, and destroy.
I enjoyed No Name.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
What was No Name wearing?
He was wearing a oversized lion head. Like
of course
one of those,
he was.
Like one of those big hats.
Yeah.
He had on a jersey that was like not of a player currently on the team. It was like a 90s style Lions jersey.
Got it.
And he was wearing...
Probably Chris Spielman, if I had to guess.
And it was...
Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
Doubt it.
It was...
Dude, that guy loves... Guy, that guy loves brothers.
Defense guy.
Yeah.
It's not Chris Spielman.
Maybe it was Jerry Ball. That was my dude. Was,
that guy loves a brother.
Yeah, he does. He does. It was an interesting conversation.
He thinks there's a lot of Bull Jack calls going on.
Yeah. He just took an opportunity to rail against the refs.
I like No Name.
Yeah, me too. And then this one escalated quickly.
Ooh,
so I'm going around asking a bunch of people. By the way, we're having a great time in Detroit. How do you think Detroit's doing?
Of course. I love Detroit, man. It's a lit city right now.
It is a lit city. Are you guys getting a little afraid of the Bears?
Of course not.
Hold on. What did you say, sir?
No.
Yeah, I
hold on a second.
I didn't even have to answer, and that's coming from a Steelers fan, brother.
Hey, the Bears ain't been good since Walter.
All right, but hold on. You got on.
They did a problem getting rid of Justin Fields. You did a favor giving us Caleb Williams.
We did a problem.
Thank you. Thank you. Aiden Hutchinson's hungry. Aiden Hutchinson's hungry.
You're not scared of Caleb Williams?
Of course not. Aiden Hutchinson's hungry, and he's got a full stomach for the full season.
All right. By the way, you're a Steelers fan. You think Justin Fields is going to be that dude?
I think Justin Fields, you guys f***ed up by giving us him.
He thanks you. And the North is scared of Detroit. Aiden Hutchinson is hungry.
All right.
And you know where he's from. Go Blue, 15-0, baby. We won the Natty, and you're all scared of him. Go Blue, one pride. We're scared. And you know where the draft's at, baby. Detroit, Michigan, 97.1.
Oh, man.
Right, so shouted out everything. We loved the ticket. Me and Porth saw you doing the interview with this guy. What I will say is this guy has never showered. Ever.
That guys, checks out.
You guys got him right before his plot to kidnap the governor, which was really nice of you guys.
I also like
watch out, Gretchen.
Somebody should feed Aiden Hutchinson.
He's hungry.
It seems. Give that man a sandwich.
He's malnourished.
But he did say he's got a full stomach for the season, which means he's not hungry.
So is he a bear? Is he hibernating?
He's bear man.
This guy was just screaming at his
good
table.
Job. That's a good
and
job.
So I was like, I got to talk to this
guy.
Yeah,
you went and found the strangest human you could
so,
find.
So the guy was the he was with, the Steelers fan, had a tattoo on his head.
Yes, he did. He had a
whole head tattoo.
Like, it was like a neck connected to cheek connected to head. It was it was interesting.
Kind of Samoan.
Yeah, it was intimidating. But I got right in there. All right, so that was my contribution to if they're afraid of Chicago.
Yeah, good work.
Bears.
Good work.
All right, Shane, you get to go last here. We'll see
all
how
right,
you do.
A lot of bleeps here. I'll tell you that right now. All the bleeps, the N-word.
Okay.
After the brutal draft that the Lions have had, bad draft.
We had a great draft.
Brad Holmes can't draft worse. How afraid of the Bears are you right now after Caleb Williams and Roman Dunze?
Jerry Goff.
How afraid of the
Jerry
Bears are you now?
Real
you're real afraid, right?
And the Lions ain't afraid of
but how afraid are you of the Bears? Two times a year, you get whooped by Caleb Williams?
You put me in a jungle with a bear right now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to come out.
You versus a bear?
Yeah, guaranteed.
What about Caleb Williams?
Blue in my blood. That blue all in my blood.
Caleb Williams? Yeah, Roma Dunze.
Are you serious?
A good pick. That's a good pick.
That's a good pick. So aren't you a little afraid? Who was that?
First round.
The college.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to
grow up a little bit, bro. You got to grow up a little bit.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Man.
Yeah, they're not afraid.
Yeah, it did sound like
you're
they were
gonna
too.
You're going to love it.
Did not sound like they were too afraid.
There's blue in his blood.
All right.
Does that mean it's more oxygenated? Is that what he's saying?
Maybe. My blood is very oxygenated.
He kept saying the N-word. I was like, dude, it's like terrestrial radio. It's like, oh, that little one? Yeah, he kept saying it.
All right, well.
You
can say it.
We bleeped it. How do you know?
Good decision. Good decision.
All right, thank God that's over.
Chuck, come on.
Chuck has said it.
Big
so, Ray, what'd you say, dude?
Oh, man. All right, well, so we did not find any people. We'll have Valenti on. See if he will still, he'll say into a microphone.
Yeah, next week. See if he says the N-word into the, into the microphone.
Yeah, probably not.
That's not what he's going to do.
We'll edit him, though, if he does. I wonder how much blue he has in his blood.
It's very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Grody at 4 o'clock, Jalen Johnson at 5. We've got a real cool opportunity for you to come out and see us this Thursday at Harry Caray's. And Cubs not exactly doing their best at the right time, given the circumstances. But we'll tell you all about it coming up. Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
I know it's official that I'm a Cub now, and I'm talking to Danny Parkins. You know what I mean?
Afternoons on The Score.
Holy cow, the Cubs win!
We got a Bears report with Mark Grody in 10 minutes. We've got Jalen Johnson at 5 o'clock. And Thursday, we want to see you at Harry Caray's Navy Pier. Join The Score in Budweiser this Thursday, May 2nd, Harry Caray's Tavern, Navy Pier, for the 26th annual worldwide toast to Harry Caray. Our show will be there, broadcasting live from as soon as the Cubs game is over, approximately 4 o'clock, until 7. And this is monumental. I honestly can't even believe it's happening. I'm going to be totally starstruck and make a complete fool of myself. So that's worth the price of admission, which is free anyway. Actor and comedian Jason Alexander is going to be there leading the toast at 5:30. You'll also have a chance to register to win tickets to a future Cubs game. Don't miss out on this year's Toast to Harry Caray this Thursday. Harry Caray's Navy Pier, brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
So does that mean we might get a chance to ask Jason Alexander if the Curb finale has redeemed the Seinfeld finale? That would be an unbelievable timely moment to have.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yes, of course, that would be a great question that I'm sure he would be gracious enough to answer. This is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, sitcom characters ever. George Costanza. The man who was Larry David's de facto persona.
I'll take Schneider from One Day at a Time.
All right.
Is he going to be there?
I'm just saying.
Pat Harrington.
If we're doing a draft of sitcom characters, the four of us, and it goes two rounds, so we're drafting 8 total characters.
Yeah,
George Costanza is getting picked.
He will. Kramer also would get picked, right? It'd be two.
No,
Seinfeld.
No.
Oh, come on, that character.
Two rounds, 4 people. Kramer's not getting picked.
Oh, I
no. All that guy does is enter rooms.
That's no.
That's it. Like abruptly.
No, man. He got,
that's his bit.
He got a tan by being across from Kenny Rogers Roasters.
No, dude. He enters rooms abruptly.
Too, but yeah, let's. George is one of one.
Kramer. Yeah,
George is one of one. He will be there, and he's doing the toast at 5:30, which means he will be on stage next to Speaks and I with a microphone in his hand, and we are hopeful for an interview.
We hope to talk to him. Hope.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm being told that he just got out of the pool, so.
Oh, no.
You should ask him, hey, you ever go in that pool? Cold pool?
Hey.
George?
You should
ask
that?
Him that. You should ask him
Oh, yeah,
that.
I love that.
What are you, an architect?
Marine biologist?
Was the sea angry that day, my friend? Yeah, there's a lot of things we could ask him.
Yeah, all of which he's been asked, and he kind of resents because
I don't think we need to ask any of those things.
I know, but I yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, but I take Michael Scott, Dwight, and Chandler Bing ahead of George Costanza.
Okay, well, Chandler Bing is a ridiculous ridiculous pick.
No, it isn't.
That's a ridiculous.
Funny writing, not a great character.
Sorry, I know TV.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
But we will be there on Thursday at Navy Pier.
And that's going to be awesome. Please do come by and hang out. It will be a great hang at Harry Carey's on Navy Pier on Thursday after the Cubs game. They'll be playing their final game against the Mets. Last night, they lost to the Red Sox, lost 2 out of 3. Jordan Wicks hurt. Hayden Wesneski started. It was okay. It wasn't awful, but he only went 4 innings. Couple things of note from that game. One is that Matt Mervis was pinch hit for with Nick Madrigal in the 9th inning against Kenley Jansen. And some of that is the reverse splits and Kenley Jansen's cutter. But it's like, what is Matt Mervis doing here if he's not going to be trusted to run into one in a tie game in the 9th inning? So that speaks to how bleak the offensive depth is right now. And speaking of depth, Ian Happ, I don't know whether it was a coaching issue or Ian Happ just kind of playing close to the wall because the wall can freak you out at Fenway, and Ian had a couple of weird plays against that wall. But he's way too deep on the play to end that game. And Dansby Swanson almost made a great play going back on a ball, but that should be Ian Happ's ball all the way. In a short left field at Fenway, he's got to be playing more shallow than that so he can come in and make that catch and extend the inning.
Yeah, I had no idea why you would play deep, because if you catch the ball deep, the game's over anyway.
It's a fast runner, Jaron Duran at third base. If you're catching it back there, yeah.
Yeah, so
if it's over your head, the game's over.
I assume he's playing where the coaches are telling him to play, but there's no way the coaches don't know that you should play shallow when one run ends the game. So the whole thing just seemed very, very odd.
With all these injuries, they got to play clean. They got to play really good defense to win games in the margins on a given night. And they're not. They're not playing real clean right now, and it's hurting them.
I thought Wesneski was pretty good, man. I mean, the guy's been put into a really weird situation with how quickly he was called up. He had just pitched, 3 days ago?
Yeah, he's got six shutout innings in relief before this.
A ball hit a base.
Yeah, ball did hit a base. That's true.
Infield single. You know what I mean? I thought that he played, given what has been asked of him on short notice and going back and forth between roles, I think Wesneski's been everything you could hope for. Now, not over the course of the season, obviously, like he needs to do it in a much larger sample. But given the weirdness to his start for this season, I'd give him an A. I thought the results yesterday were actually worse than he pitched, personally. So I think Wesneski's been very good. But yeah, end of the game was definitely frustrating.
Yeah, and the Garrett Cooper trade now official. He's a member of the Red Sox and no longer the Cubs. Would have been nice to have that power bat with a chance to hit a home run last night.
Tonight, the Cubs begin that 4-game series in New York against the Mets. Pre-game coverage, 5:35. First pitch, 6:10. You can listen to every Cubs game in Chicagoland with the free Odyssey app. Mark Grody got to meet Caleb and Roma Dunze in person. Talk to the other draft picks. He was at House Hall for everything. He joins us next on The Score.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.